New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has hired attorney Jeffrey Kessler, a longtime thorn in the NFL side, to handle his case after the league suspended Brady for 4 games following an investigation into Deflategate. So Brady's latest move, maybe inflating the controversy? Oh, I know, I'm going to get letters about that. I couldn't resist. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. So, Mike, there are some sports writers out there who say, no way Tom Brady isn't going to get suspended. It'll eventually be reduced or vacated entirely. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know if it'll be vacated entirely. The NFL seems dead set on giving a suspension. And even those who defend him, and we should talk about a big report that the Patriots put out today, which was a full-throated defense, generally say they believe he cheated and they believe he lied, his defenders, I mean, and therefore not the Patriots season ticket holders, maybe, and maybe he should get a game. It's just that 4 games compared to real misdeeds, you know, Ray Rice's beating his girlfriend and Adrian Peterson's hitting his kids. And it not only seems harsh, it's kind of out of nowhere.
Right. Well, so, I mean, my thought about that is maybe it's the NFL should have reacted more strongly to these other bigger issues rather than saying a four-game suspension is an overreaction.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a good point. And to compare anything to Ray Rice in terms of gameplay, it's almost improper, almost obscene. But so just taken on the basis of this, if you compare it to the sport itself, you know, there was a December game where on the sidelines, very cold game, the Vikings and Panthers were heating their football, and the NFL vice president in charge of refereeing said, we reminded them that it is illegal to do that. That's nice. That was a reminder. Tom Brady got 4 games for supposedly, although possibly not even provedly, deflating his footballs. And look at other sports. You know, Gaylord Perry's in the Hall of Fame. He doctored baseballs left and right. The championship Knicks Bill Bradley, Senator Bill Bradley, Phil Jackson admitted to deflating balls. You know, Aaron Rodgers said he likes his balls a little overinflated, which is a violation of the rules. Jerry Rice, the greatest receiver of all time, admitted to using a little stickum. Time and time again, they talk about manipulations of equipment to gain an advantage. No one seems to care that much. It's funny. Maybe statute of limitations run out, but man, when it's Tom Brady, do we lower the boom.
Okay, so briefly, tell us about the Pats point-by-point rebuttal.
You know, you'll probably hear a lot of people. This is a 19,000-word rebuttal, so the page count of that's approaching 80. The original Wells report's 243 words. There are dueling tenured scientists talking about levels of inflation. And you might hear people dismissing this as, oh, a lot of gobbledygook, or, oh, a lot of back and forth we can't follow. I think the report raises some decent points. It raises some really good questions about which gauge was actually used by the NFL official. The official has one recollection. If his recollection is true, you could make the case that there's no deflation that's inexplicable outside of what's called the ideal gas law. I would say this. The Wells report is using a burden of proof that is just preponderance of the evidence. It's more likely they deflated the balls. It seems that this report is sort of arguing a burden of proof that would be reasonable doubt. Okay. So it does seem that there is some doubt. I don't know if that will actually affect what the punishment will be.
Oh, wow. All of this is like verging over my head. All I know is the ideal gas law, PV equals NRT, people. Mike Pesca here, now sports
analyst. Give her letters on that one.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Bye.